possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Gabe in Chesterfield, CLO. Gabe writes, my wife made our home office her second closet, and it's too cluttered for me to work in there, so I moved my desk to the sitting area in our bedroom. She told me that my desk can't stay there. Should I put her stuff out and get my office back?
Well, bro, let me ask you a question. How you, when you take her stuff out, how you think that's going to work? Now, she done already decided that her clothes, she need more closet space. Mm-hmm. So she done took your office and turned that into a closet, which was a bit rude.
Yeah,
it was. Especially without conferring with you, talking to you about it. And then when you said, well, I'm going to move my desk in the bedroom, she said it can't stay there. Well, then ask her, where does she propose that you take care of the business from?
Okay, I like it. I like it.
Where do you propose that I take care of this business from? Because you done took my office and turned it into a closet.
Right.
And, you know, look, an office should have a certain aura to it to put you in the mind frame to work.
Work. That's right.
Not like you jammed up in somebody's closet, sleeves all on back of your neck. And all this
shit. You all on the Zoom. Yeah. What is all of that? Yeah.
I don't know the size of y'all's house, but you all do all have a space problem. Because if you turn in offices into closets and you turn in bedroom into offices, you know, y'all's only solution is, or you can go in there to her and say, hey, look, we need a bigger place and see how that fly.
Oh, I like that.
But you're going to have to give this man a space because every man should have at his house, especially if it's a homeowner or an apartment. Every man should have his version of a man cave. Just his little area, a little space in the corner. That's his computer. Kids can't use it. That's his monitor. Okay. That's his game control center, whatever it is. That's just his.
Okay.
Maybe he got a little sofa and a TV in the basement somewhere. Whatever size house y'all got, every man should have that.
All right.
But we're going to get your bra off this printer, though. We're going to get your bra off of that.
Shut up. Moving on to Kalindra in Macon. Kalindra writes, after sex, my husband is almost always gets out of bed and sleeps on the sofa. It's a big disconnect for me, and I've told him that I don't like it. I even asked him if the sex is that bad. He won't give me a reason. Why does he get out of bed and sleep on the sofa?
Probably because he's hot.
No, you're right.
Hot as hell. You know, that keep you from cuddling, and he don't want to push you off and all this here.
But she,
it ain't bad. It's not because it's bad. That ain't it.
Yeah. Well, he won't give her a reason, bad, though.
Well, if it's bad, they're going to go somewhere else. So that ain't what it is. It ain't bad because he married you. So
well, why won't he tell her? Thing. Why won't he tell her, though?
He don't want to hurt her feelings. I don't want you on me, touching me, and asking me nothing.
Talking, you don't want her touching you, yeah, talking to you.
That's what it is, man.
Breathing on you.
I'm going here on the couch.
Air up. And
wow.
He got to recover.
All right. Moving on to Ricky in Little Rock. Ricky writes, my girlfriend compares me to her exes a lot. So I decided to give her a taste of her own medicine, and I told her that no one makes spaghetti like my ex-wife. She told me that she will remember that. Is it cool to be playing these types of games?
Ooh, buddy. No.
Dangerous.
Not with the food.
She said, dangerous. I'm going to remember that.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm going to
They don't
that.
Forget anyway.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
Now she going to remember that. I don't know why she does that. Mm-hmm. Ladies, you can't bruise a man's ego like that.
Yeah.
Right. You're always comparing you to your exes and all like that. That's
she can't do that.
That what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Lady, you wrong. Now, my man, now how you get back at her is not that way.
Ooh, my ex-wife can make some spaghetti. I love her spaghetti. You make it like my ex-wife.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing about the spaghetti, it wasn't good enough to keep y'all together. So however good that spaghetti was, you left it and her.
You can go right back.
What was
over
her name,
to,
though, Steve?
To
His name is Ricky.
Edith.
Edith?
Yeah.
You go Ricky so deep on the old.
Ricky and Edith.
Edith Bunker.
Edith. Wow. She said, I'll remember that. All right. Last one, Steve. Last one. Sharita in Memphis. Sharita writes, I've been married for almost 15 years, and I stopped having sex with my husband because he does not know how to talk to me. He stopped asking for sex after month two. Why has he lost interest in having sex? Does he have someone else?
Well, he stopped asking for sex after month two.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all been married almost 15 years.
15 years.
You just not writing in?
It hasn't been bothering you.
I don't even understand the concern anymore.
Right. She wants to know, why has he lost interest in sex and does he have
someone
else?
If you lost interest in sex in me 13 years ago.
I know.
I don't think it's time for a letter.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
say right. Why is he
Yeah, I don't know what's going death. On, you know.
Yeah.
Ooh, death a long way.
So he was talking to her crazy, so she says. So she stopped having sex with him. That was the problem initially.
Well, talking to him crazy.
Talking to her
in
crazy.
In general. Or while they was in the act.
In general. See.
Yeah, just period. Yeah, in general.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why she stopped having sex in the first place, because he does not know how to talk to her.
Oh, okay, so something wrong with him. he ain't rap right. I can't help you. It's just too much in here that's missing. 13 yeah. years.
15, yeah.
Talking to you crazy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't help you.
He stopped having sex after month two. Yeah, it's a lot going on.
CLO just don't know.
Thank you, CLO.
See y'all tomorrow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.